Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much. As usual, the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast is Persona Nutrition. You can use Persona for your personalized supplements. I do too. Want some fun? Take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized for you. Just go to mypersona.com, P-E-R-S-O-N-A. M-Y-P-E-R-S-O-N-A.com is how to do it. And if you forward slash with my name, mypersona.com/Roizen, you get 50% off if you decide to order. You don't have to order. You can find out what you need by taking that free online assessment. No obligation at all. But if you do decide to order and you go with the /Roizen, you get 50% off. We've had a great set of recent guests. 986B, for example, was Jennifer Tyler Lee, Half the Sugar, All the Love. Jenilyn Pavlovic was Managing Migraines in 985B. A couple of my favorites, that is Neil Barnard was 980B, The Sleep Doc, 973B, Dr. Michael Bruce. And probably one of my all-time favorites, Marwan Sabah, 948B. If you haven't listened to his discussion of how to prevent brain dysfunction, please do. And Catherine Eban, 947B. She's the author of Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom, if you will, and What Was Wrong with It. That's not a co-title, but it is a fascinating, it's probably the best book about drugs and our problem with drugs from all around the world today. I want to tell you about the news of the week, and this is 990A. The A segments are always the latest news of the week and what it means to you. And by the way, I should also tell you that David Katz was the guest on 989B, I'm sorry, and 990, the one that accompanies this, is Bumsku Han, a professor of mechanical engineering at Purdue University, who gave a fascinating talk about pancreatic cancer time machines and how it changes what we know about, I guess you'd call it cell growth. So those are some of the great, if you will, podcasts we've had recently and you should download if you can. They're great. They're quick. They're 18 minutes. This one is going to be even shorter. It's the news of the week for you. The A's are always the news of the week and what it really means to you. Do you really need to eat breakfast? The answer is no. The data are pretty clear. You want to eat most of your calories before 2 p.m. and less after 2 p.m., but whether that comes at 11 a.m. as a brunch or at 7 a.m. as a breakfast doesn't seem to matter. That is, calories eaten before 2 p.m. are like 9/10 of a calorie. You metabolize them much more effectively and with less weight gain for yourself. Calories eaten after 2 p.m., those are like 1.1 calories, especially if you eat them after 6 p.m. So the fact of intermittent fasting seems to be a benefit, and what you eat for breakfast doesn't matter. So you don't have to stereotype food other than, as Dr. Katz would say, you don't want simple sugars, simple carbs, added syrups, processed red meat or red meat, except in really, really tiny amounts. The second best story this week, taking 10,000 steps, even when it's indoors, doesn't matter, is linked to a 50% lower mortality rate in the next 10 years. And that alone makes you 4 years younger. Yeah, this is a really interesting study. National Health and Nutrition, 4,800 people between the ages of 50 and 90 were followed for 10 years, a representative sample of Americans, and they were given pedometers. When you looked at those who walked more than 8,000 steps a day, that is, that walked between 8 and 10,000, it lowered their risk of all-cause mortality compared to those who walked 4,000 or less by 50, huge percentage. If you look at those who walked between 10,000 and 14,000, that is more than 10,000, the risk, and it flattened out after 14,000, the risk was 67% lower mortality in the next 10 years. Now, we don't want you to do it all at once. We want you to, in fact, if you're at 3,000 now, ease up by increasing 10% a week. You don't want to go more than that 10% a week because that's how you get injuries. Men try and say, I feel great. I'm doing 3,300 today, but I feel so good. I'm going to go to 10,000. And then you get injured and you're set back even further back than where you were. The reason you don't want that is not only the injury, but if you do excessive exercise, the marathon runner, or you who've been a couch potato decide to do 10,000, that impedes your immune system. It makes your immune system less effective. Marathon runners and people who do that have an increased risk of infection of common cold and the influenza and probably all kinds of viruses by about threefold in the next 3 weeks. That is, your risk of colds and influenza goes up dramatically. So gradually increase, and then once you get to 10,000, say, I'm going to do 10,000 steps every day, no excuses. I do, so you can be exactly like me as far as protecting.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Now, one other study that came out that was really surprising this week was that too much salt impedes your white cells' ability to fight bacteria. Now, we don't know about viruses. They didn't test that. But by getting a normal salt content in diet, meaning roughly 1,500 milligrams a day, 1,500 to 2,500, your white cells were much more effective at fighting bacteria. Lower salt didn't do better, but higher salt impeded it. So where do you get salt? It's in a lot of bread products. It's people who have very salty soups or salt their food too much. So try and get a normal amount of salt because more than that may impede your ability to fight all kinds of infections. Recent data shows the use of e-cigarettes is climbing by about 40% in the U.S., but not in the people who smoke. It's not being used by smokers to get off smoking. It's being used by other people, and that impedes their ability to fight lung infections. It impedes your ability to not only fight them, but it increases your risk of them because it impedes one of the things that you've got in your nasal passages and lungs, those little brooms called cilia that sweep things out. When you use e-cigarettes or tobacco, you hinder those functioning. And those are some of the main symptoms. I want to bring up one more thing. Diarrhea, according to Paul Offit, and we're going to have him in a couple weeks as a guest on one of these, the guest podcast, the B segments. I think he's in 991B or 992B. I can't remember which. He's coming up. And he's going to talk about his work where he was the first to uncover this, but it's now been confirmed that diarrhea may be the first and only symptom that you've got a coronavirus, the COVID-19 infection now, and that means you can be transmitting it through people getting or you not washing your hands well after you go to the bathroom or having it on your skin and someone else touching you. That can transmit it that way. I do want to remind you that's still a risk, and it's likely this infection will come back in the fall, even more than it is now. So please do wash well, do wear a face mask, and we all should probably be very careful with our breathing, as well as droplets, as well as our poop. One more study I wanted to talk about, and that is in people who have arterial reconstruction. That is, they've got atherosclerosis and they need to have a artificial artery put in, or they need to have repair of their arteries, even their coronary, their heart arteries, that the use of aspirin following revascularization reduces the risk of a adverse event. So talk to your doctor if you're having one of these reconstructions or any operation on your heart, should you be taking aspirin. That's actually it. That's the short and great news. Remember, just walking 10,000 steps a day, increase gradually, reduces your risk of dying in the next decade. That is, you got to do it daily, of course. But over that decade, you'll have a 50% reduction. In fact, 10 to 12,000 is a 67% reduction in all-cause mortality, dying of any cause. So you want to be physically active, and remember, eat more early in the day, less later on. We, as usual, are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I'm excited that Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. I'm head of their scientific advisory board, so I appreciate them a great deal. They are scientifically based, and if you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts, that is, we have a team of nutritionists there that take the advice of their scientific advisory board, so I feel really privileged to be one of them. That cuts through the hype and confusion, and you can get supplements customized to your needs. You can visit mypersona.com, take the free online assessment. If you go to mypersona.com, and go /Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N. You get 50% off on your first order, but you don't have to order. There's no obligation. You can take the free online assessment and figure out what you want to do with your nutrition. This, again, is Dr. Mike Roizen, and this has been 990A of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Thanks to Joe for great engineering, and thanks to you for downloading us. 50,000 of you do it a week on average, so we really appreciate that. And that makes us motivated to give you the best advice we can. Thanks again. Thank you.